This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a look at Nevada's Senator Maggie. She's a woman who leads a double life. But first, Russia will host this year's G8 summit later this week in St. Petersburg. The country is feeling a new financial self-confidence due largely to huge oil profits. As NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, those oil profits have made Moscow one of the most expensive places on the planet.
Gone are the days when Americans in Russia could live like royalty. The once disdained ruble has firmed up against the sinking dollar, and Moscow has become shockingly expensive. A new survey by New York's Mercer Human Resource Consulting Group has named it the world's costliest city for foreigners. American John Mann works for a major Russian investment company. He says prices have skyrocketed since his arrival 5 years ago because of the many opportunities to make money.
I think a lot of it has to do with the price of oil, because oil and other commodities, because what you have in Moscow are more billionaires than any other city besides New York. And then on the next level down, there are just hundreds of millionaires in town. There is a lot of money floating around Moscow.
But while Mann says Moscow is among the priciest cities in the world, he agrees with many Muscovites that it's not the most expensive. He says cost of living surveys don't take local bargains into account. The Mercer survey didn't measure the cost of metro rides, 50 cents, or the price of the city's ubiquitous gypsy cabs, $3 to $6. Still, groceries, housewares, even a cup of coffee can seem steep. The Mercer survey put a cup bought at a coffee shop at over $5. The average wage in Russia is around $300 a month, but the manager of a central Moscow coffee house says its exorbitant-seeming prices haven't scared off customers.
They're willing to pay a lot for coffee because they like to drink from expensive coffee cups, eat cake with natural ingredients, and enjoy good service.
Economist Mikhail Dilyagin says Moscow's high prices are the result of a serious failure on the government's part to address the issue.
By far, the largest amount of the country's income is concentrated in the hands of a tiny part of the population, 3 to 5%. That vastly inequitable distribution of wealth doesn't have any sound economic justification.
Dilyagin says the government is doing nothing to regulate prices as they gravitate toward the highest levels. Still, money is changing the face of Moscow. In just a few years, the streets have become crowded with countless late-model luxury cars, Audis, Mercedes, Bentleys. The city is also sprouting construction cranes as office buildings and apartment houses transform the skyline. Real estate is leading Moscow's boom. Prices have more than doubled in the past year. Elena Zhilskaya is head of the sales department at Moscow's Delta Realty. She says her company often rents out two-bedroom apartments for $10,000 to $25,000 a month.
The market is very hot. Prices are rising, but people are buying. When properties first come on the market, sometimes the prices seem inflated, but the market keeps rising and quickly catches up.
As the city expands, it's pushing up against its Soviet past in the form of suddenly valuable dachas whose residents don't want to sell. In the suburb of Butova, 40 families are making national news by refusing to leave their wooden cabins to make way for new high-rise apartment buildings, prompting the city to send in riot police to disperse their protests. Residents complain of beatings and threats their houses will be burnt down. Yuri Davidyan says his family is being offered a small one-bedroom apartment for five people.
The authorities want to buy our land for $9,000 per 100 square yards, but they want to sell it at auction for a starting price of $100,000. That's what they're fighting for here.
Davidyan, a construction worker, says he can barely afford to live in Moscow, let alone visit a restaurant. Restaurant, he said? What restaurant? I can't remember the last time I went to one. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.